The German CCC had a history of looking into biometrics around 10 years ago. Our government tried to force an electronic ID card on everyone that contained fingerprints. And at that time, we looked into the biometric systems that were sold and found several ways to trick them and to circumvent the security measures implemented by them. And now, when 10 years later, Apple tries to introduce biometrics for the masses in their new iPhone, we found it a worthy target looking into, and we're rather surprised that it was not such a worthy target at all, because the attack we found 10 years ago still was working. Just the sensor had a little larger resolution, but that was about it.
So hold on a minute, let me just jump in there. So you're saying that essentially the technology has not advanced in 10 years, or the technology that is being offered to the public has not changed in 10 years, right?
The technology had not really advanced beyond the point that it has a higher resolution, but that's about it.
That's incredible. So why do you think our companies, I mean, it's not just Apple, the hard drive maker Lacy, the French company, have also got like a portable hard drive that uses a fingerprint technology. They've had that on the market for a while. Why do you think companies are offering these things? I mean, obviously, there are people out there who want to buy them or not.
Sure, if you compare a completely unlocked telephone to a telephone locked by your fingerprint, it adds a little security. But on the other hand, Apple has to take into account that people don't want to be in the field not being able to unlock their phones. So they have to shift the balance between security and comfort to the level where the comfort is still there and people can actually access their phones. So in the end, biometrics is always about managing false positives and false negatives, and pushing that threshold in such a direction that users don't complain about not being able to access their phone. And with biometrics, it can easily happen that you are not able to access your phone depending on whether it's a cold day. Certain groups of people, women, for example, or elderly, have traditionally worse fingerprints and are not so easy able to unlock their phones.
Did you think that we should be looking at better technologies like retina scanning?
Nah, problem is that it's not the only drawback of that technology. The problem is that you're using something as a password that you can't change. You're stuck with your fingerprints forever, and so are you with your retina. You just can't change the password, and once you are forced to leave this password, for example, at a border, while visiting a country that is not so friendly, you're actually giving away the access codes to your most intimate thoughts. The same applies for if you are being arrested by the police. They normally can't force you to assist them in your prosecution. So they can't force you to enter your PIN code into your phone. But if they just take the phone and swipe it across your finger, if you're handcuffed, there's nothing you legally can do against. So actually you're worse off if you secure your phone by the fingerprint in terms of the state authorities being able to access your phone.
The Chaos Computer Club, the CCC, has been involved in work with the German government, hasn't it? So, I mean, what are the reactions from the government? Have there been reactions to your having revealed this? I mean,
there haven't been any reaction of the German government, because we actually did not introduce something new, besides the fact that a very old technique still is working. Mm-hmm. So for them, it was not big news there.
Just one final question. I'm just wondering whether we are paranoid to think that our fingerprint data would end up in the hands of, intelligence services around the world, and that we should be worried about, sort of data leaks via companies like Apple, that they might be coerced or made to, pass on fingerprint data to security agencies, etc. Is that paranoia, or do you think that's a valid fear?
Apple was very quick to rule out that the fingerprint data ever leaves the phone, but I would see that whenever you enter the US, for example, you're giving your fingerprints to some underpaid staff at the border police. So So I think this is a much likelier target to lose your fingerprints. And once you enter some countries with an adverse reputation, you never know what the secret police of the respective country will do with your fingerprints once it takes them, if you enter